This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. It's thunderstorm season, and I'm wondering why storms form on some days, and then on days that feel and look kind of the same, no activity. What's going on up there, Rick?
The overall environment that's favorable for thunderstorms to develop is well known, but forecasting these air mass thunderstorms interior Alaska can be extremely tricky. The primary ingredients for Alaska thunderstorms are, is it warm enough? Is there enough moisture? And most importantly, what are the conditions above the surface in the middle levels of the atmosphere? And that really is the make or break for thunderstorms in interior Alaska.
So what are the mid-layer conditions that need to be there for a thunderstorm to develop?
Very strong decreases in temperature with height. Because Alaska thunderstorms usually have very limited moisture available to work with, the very small changes in these temperatures aloft, and particularly the rate of decrease with height, can really make or break thunderstorms. Another thing that can happen is that you can have a layer of warmer air aloft that can serve to cap thunderstorms. Now, sometimes during the course of an afternoon and evening, that warm layer can be eroded by the cumulus clouds developing below, and that's how sometimes we get these late evening thunderstorms as they're able to cool that warm layer aloft. So there's a lot that goes into thunderstorms, and only some of which we can readily get a sense of on the ground.
Definitely more complicated than the simple warmth and moisture recipe I thought was at play. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.